For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
Let's open in prayer as we come around the Word of God tonight. We're going to be looking at His healing the children's bread. Heavenly Father, we commit this word to you. We commit this time to you. I thank you, Lord, for the people present. I thank you, Lord, that you have your ways and your will in our life. And Father, I pray that every person under the sound of my voice be impacted by your word, by your spirit, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Is healing the children's bread? Is healing the children's bread? This is really asking, is healing provided to us as the children of God? How are we then to receive this provision? So that's the question. Is it provided to us as the children of God? And how are we then to receive this provision? Let's first of all look at Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15, and we're going to read from verses 21 to verse 28. So Matthew 15, verses 21 to 28. So we're asking the question tonight, is healing the children's bread? And if it is the children's bread, then we should be accessing that. So looking at Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 to verse 28. Let's look at this. It says, then Jesus answered... Sorry, starting from verse 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And he said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. So let's have a look at a few things in this section of scripture. So we see that there was a woman of Canaan. She had no covenant. Just like the children of Israel had a covenant, she had no covenant, no blood bought agreement with the Lord. And so the disciples were saying, send her away. And he said, in verse 24, this is Jesus, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So Jesus is pointing this out, that he has an agreement, a covenant with the house of Israel, and he's been sent through that covenant, and you can look at it through all the prophecies of the Old Testament, he's been sent through that covenant to the house of Israel. But she persisted. And we know that if people persist in faith, then they can access the blessings of God, they can access the blessings. Now Jesus said, is it not meet to take the children's bread? He's talking about healing here, because she came to the Lord that he would heal her daughter. And he said, it's not right, it's not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. So you might say, well, goodness, that's a very offensive thing Jesus said. And she could have taken offence at that. But it was the reality in the view of God that those without a covenant are just like those outside of all the blessing. But she didn't take offence, and we should never take offence from what the Lord would say to us. Verse 27, and she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. So it hinged upon her faith, her belief that Jesus is the healer, and that she could even partake of the crumbs or the bits of the children's bread. So children's bread is the healing. And when we think of the word children, we can ask, is healing provided to us today as children of God? Well, let's see if we are in covenant. If we've believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, repented of our sins and received him as our Saviour, then we indeed are saved people. And it's through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that we now have access to the covenant and everything that's in it, to the salvation that the Lord has provided. Let's have a look at Galatians 3, verses 7 to 9, first of all, and we'll discover a few things. The Bible tells us very clearly, and we won't turn to it, in Ephesians 2, it talks about that we access salvation, or we're saved by faith in Christ. So that's an important thing to understand. We come to the Lord by faith, we receive the Lord Jesus by faith, and we walk by faith now in the things of God. That means we believe what God says, we trust that what he says is true and applies to us, and we walk in that. So we're looking at Galatians 3, and we'll start from verse 7 and we'll go to verse 9, and it says, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. So we indeed are the children of Abraham. We could call ourselves, and we should call ourselves, spiritual Israel. So the church is spiritually under the covenant of Abraham here. We are the children of Abraham because we are of faith. All right. Verse 8, and the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through what? Faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, gospel meaning good news, unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So it's through the fact that we have been justified through faith, and now we're in a covenant of faith, the new covenant, the New Testament, and now we are children of Abraham and children of God. Now we see we have access to the blessing. Verse 9. So then they which be of faith, that's you and I, isn't it? If we're in Christ, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. And if you look at the blessing of Abraham, you'll see that there was healing in that. There was prosperity, there was strength, there was deliverance. All types of things. Peace from God, and so on. So let me just repeat that in verse 9. So then they which be of faith, it should be you and I, because we've been justified through faith, and now the Bible tells us we should walk by faith. They which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. So we should call ourselves blessed people. Blessed, not cursed. We're no longer cursed because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done, but we are blessed people. So have a look at verses 13 and 14. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. Redeem means he's paid the price, he's brought us back from the curse of the law. We were dead in trespasses and sins. We were separated from God in trespasses and sins, but he has paid that price. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. He was a substitute, made a curse for us, that we don't have to be cursed, but now we're blessed. Okay, that's important for us to understand. Because if we're talking about, is healing the children's bread, then is there the blessing of healing under the covenant that we have, under what the Lord Jesus Christ has purchased for us? Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Notice what verse 14 says, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Okay, so we see in blessing of Abraham, in the blessing of Abraham, what was there? There was healing. There was healing. He was an old man, and you can look in Hebrews 11 and you'll see that he was strengthened and healed, and his wife, who was barren, was healed, and they had a son called Isaac, and so on. So you know healing must have been under the blessing of Abraham. And we see that we can now call ourselves blessed, just like Abraham was. We are blessed. We are spiritual Israel. Now, we won't go into detail about the curse of the law. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. But if you did look at it, and if you're taking notes, put this down. In Deuteronomy 28, verses 58 and 59, it talks about plagues and sicknesses being under the curse of the law. So Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. He was our perfect substitute. Glory to God. And let me just quote, don't need to turn to it, but we'll quote, actually do turn to it, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. Let's have a look at that. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 20. Very important scripture that now we see the price has been paid. We have been bought with a price. What was that price? Well, we know it's the blood of Jesus, because the Bible tells us in Acts 20 that God hath purchased the church with his own blood. Now, looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20, let's look at this. It says, for ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. G-O-D apostrophe S. That means God owns your body and your spirit. God, if he owns your body, he wants your body well. He wants your soul well. And that's part of your spirit. So glorifying God in your body and in your spirit means that God wants you whole. He wants you healed. He wants you to access that health and healing in the covenant of God. So we've been bought with a price. And we should say, Lord, I glorify God in my body and I receive the healing that you have provided for me. In fact, the Bible says to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. And so that's what we should do every day. Get up and say, I present my body as a living sacrifice, which is my reasonable service. So glory to God. We see, we've gone through, and we've seen that the children's bread must be part of the provision that God has in his covenant. And we have a better covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ, cut by his blood, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a better covenant, lasts eternally, better promises, better covenant. Glory to God. We see also, if you look at Luke 13, what Jesus said about if you're a son or a daughter of Abraham. Now, we've already read, they which be of faith are the children of Abraham, so that's you and I. But spiritually, we are children of Abraham, and we're blessed with faithful Abraham through that payment, that redemption that the Lord Jesus Christ has done. And so looking at Luke 13, verses 10 to 17, let's have a look at this example of what the Lord Jesus Christ said about a daughter of Abraham. This is a daughter of Abraham under the Old Covenant. What she was meant to have in her life, which was healing. And we, as children of Abraham, should also have healing in our life. So looking at verses 10 to 17 of Luke 13. Let's read this. It says, "And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself." Now let's just pause there. You may have a long running condition, but that doesn't mean that the Lord can't intervene. And this gives us both hope, and as we believe it, faith can arise that he can do it for us. So, let's read it again. Verse 11. "And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God." So healing glorifies God, doesn't it? Verse 14, "And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day." So was he concerned about a woman getting healed, or was he concerned about his wrong view of the Sabbath day? So Jesus in other places said, "Which of you would not go and rescue an ox that was in trouble?" So doing good on the Sabbath day, which includes healing, and Jesus put healing in the category of good, so it's God's will for us to be healed, we see that this woman here was healed on the Sabbath day. Pardon me. So verse 14, "And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? Verse 17, "And when he had said this, said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him." He called her a daughter of Abraham. Notice what he says here. "Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond?" We could say, ought not the people of God be healed, be loosed, be delivered? And that includes healing in the soul, which the soul is made up of the mind, will, and emotions. It includes healing in the body. Is accessible through faith and taking hold of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done, which is his redemption. Glory to God. So he says that this daughter of Abraham, who's part of a covenant, could access blessing, and she did. We are children of Abraham, we are part of the covenant, You look at Acts 10, 37 and 38. Let's look at this. Now the question is, and some people have doubts as to whether it's the will of God, but it is the will of God for his people to be healed. And we see that the healing is in the category of good. So we're looking at Acts 10, 37 and 38. That word I say ye know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee, which after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for Satan was with him. So we see that oppression or sickness is under the category God was with him. Let's say this again. I'll read verse 38 again. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Glory to God. God was with him. So we see that healing is in the category of good. Healing is always in the category of good. What we see here is that sickness is under the oppression of the devil. And under that oppression of the devil, we saw before that that woman who had the spirit of infirmity, Jesus said that she'd been bound by Satan. So we can't see sickness as a good thing or infirmity as a good thing. We've got to see it as something that needs to be resisted, and then we access that blessing, that good from God. Glory to God. So the children's bread must indeed be that healing and health that God wants for his people. Glory to God. So faith versus doubt. So faith in God, believing him and receiving, will enable access to the healing and health blessing. And that's important for us to understand, that faith is very important. If you look at Luke 5, we'll go through some things here. Luke 5, 17 to 21. Luke 5. Now notice a few things out of here. Verse 17 says, and it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. Now there's a colon there, and it says, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. So do you think with these Pharisees and doctors of the law there would be people that would need healing? Certainly. There'd be people amongst that group that would need healing. But did they access, because the power of the Lord was present to heal them, but did they access on that day the healing of the Lord? Let's see whether they did or not. Verse 18, and behold, men brought in a bed a man which was taken with a palsy, and they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, what did he see? Their faith. The faith was in action. They had purposed in their hearts they were going to get to the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? And when he saw their faith, he said unto the man, "Man, thy sins are forgiven thee." And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, "Who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, "What reason ye in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say, 'Thy sins be forgiven thee,' or to say, 'Rise up and walk'? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins, he saith unto the sick of the palsy," this paralyzed person, "I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go into thine house." And immediately he rose up before them and took up that whereon he lay and departed to his own house, glorifying God. So what do we see here? We see that the power of the Lord was present to heal everyone that was there, even those Pharisees and doctors of the law. But what were the Pharisees and doctors of the law doing in their hearts? They were reasoning it away. They were saying, "Well, he's speaking blasphemies." You know, you can be sitting under anointed preaching and be reasoning things away and saying, "Well, I can't believe, I don't accept that." You know? But the Lord can see people's faith. As it there, it says there in verse 20, "And when he saw their faith," he can see whether people's hearts are open. He can see their faith. In other scriptures, he says, "Thy faith hath made thee whole." So we can see faith, access the blessing of healing is very important. And these people accessed forgiveness and they accessed healing. And so the paralyzed man was healed. Glory to God. You know, we must have a desire within our hearts. We must have a desire to hear the word and to act upon the word in faith. If you look at 3 John 2, we don't want to be like those Pharisees and doctors of the law who could not access the healing of God because their attitude was against Jesus, against what he was saying. And as we saw in another section of the scripture, they were against him doing things in their false traditions. You know, Jesus rebuked them many times. And we see here in 3 John 2, the will of the Lord, 3 John 2, the third epistle of John, verse 2, says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." Your soul, which is your mind, will, and emotions, must be prospering. And if it's full of doubt or worry or fear or unbelief, you know, we've got to get that right before the Lord. And the first thing to get that right before the Lord so that your soul can prosper and you can be in health is to have that desire for the things of God. Desire to access and take hold of God's blessing in faith. And I want to finish with Psalm 42 verse 1, because we see here how our soul must be if it's to prosper. And we give opportunity for people who need prayer tonight. The Lord's power is present to heal people tonight. And I'll give opportunity, we'll pray over you tonight as you step out in faith. But look at Psalm 42 verse 1. Psalm 42 verse 1. "As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God." So that talks about great desire, doesn't it? My soul, which is your mind, will, and emotions, is panting after God. This is part of having a prosperous soul, a soul that is renewed in God. You know, we should praise the Lord. Praise him for his redemption. Praise him for sending Jesus, who was made a curse for us, who redeemed us from the curse of the law. Thank him for the children's bread, the healing. Say, thank you, Lord, for your healing that's available. We glorify the Lord, and even tonight we thank him and praise him for what he wants to do for his people, and that is to give out of that provision that's in the covenant, that's in the salvation. I mean, if healing, which we know is good, we saw that in several scriptures there, if healing is good and is part of blessing, where is that blessing? It has to be in Christ. It's not outside of Christ. Because outside of Christ, there's the curse there. But in Christ is the blessing. Let's bow our heads and pray before the Lord, quieten our hearts. If you need to get anything right with the Lord tonight, get that right before him. I'll lead you through a prayer. Heavenly Father, help us. Help me, Lord. Forgive me for whatever, and you say that. Father, we praise you. Show me your will, show me your ways. I ask for your healing. I ask for your strength. I ask, Lord, for it to be manifested in my body, in my soul. Thank you that you are faithful, Lord. Thank you for your provision. Hear my prayer, Lord, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Father, I pray for every person here. I pray your mercy be upon every person, manifested, Lord, in every person, even your healing mercy. Now, if you would like prayer for healing, I want you to take a step of faith out, stand out the front, and we'll pray for you. I believe that the power of the Lord is present to heal. The power of the Lord is here tonight, and you can access that by faith. Take a step of faith out now if you would like prayer tonight. It's a healing meeting. We're giving you opportunity in the Lord. If there's no one that would like prayer, that's fine too. Glorify you, Lord. Anyone? Father, we praise you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your help and your health, your healing and your strength. We glorify you. We thank you for the wonderful redemption in the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for every person here that we continually walk in your strength, in your healing. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen.